soin. 10 000 fois pas joué nuit, pas t'as jamais assez. La mon bourreau t'a poussé en paradis. Ou toujours là, les sabons et les sadis. D'ailleurs, on a la vie, c'est pas qu'on gagne à l'autre. Pas jamais changé au même pour l'or.
La vie sans famille. La vie sans famille.
CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT, Montreal, Canada.
CKUT. It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew, DJ Nicholas. Special guest DJ with the news,
Brian Amplify.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms on CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.
Don't look so sad.
Just one. last for more than just one night. I know we could get to it. I know we could break through it. I gave my heart, but I think my all may have been too much. Cause Lord knows we're not getting anywhere. It seems we always blowing whatever we've got going. And it seems at times with all we got, we haven't got a prayer. Times never last for long. Where are we going wrong? Just once, can we find a way to finally make it right? To make the magic last for more than just one night. I know we could break through it if we could just get to it. Understand why it always come back to goodbye. Why can't we get ourselves in name and admit to one another we're no good without each other? I take the best and make it better. Find a way to stay together. Just once, can we find a way to finally make it right? Oh, to make the magic last for more than just one night. I know we could break through it if we could get to it just once.
Good afternoon to those of you who are inside, and you must be crazy. I do hope you have a radio outside listening to us, because what a weather. I can brag because it's beautiful outside. It's beautiful, beautiful. I'm looking outside now and I'm being jealous. I should have been outside with you guys. I hope I am. If you have a radio on outside, please let me know. I feel great. And I'd like to say hello to my brother, Tony Carr, in Washington, D.C., who is always bragging about his weather, but not his politicians. You know what I mean? So, Tony Carr, if you're listening, the weather here is extremely nice. So you can kiss, you know what, my Jamaican asterisk, because, boy, I'm telling you, you know I love you, but don't call me again and brag about your weather and laughing at me with my hydro problems. Hydra's one of the biggest hydro companies in the world, but they're selling all the juice down to you guys, and this is why we're suffering here. So we have to put a stop to that. So, folks, those of you who are listening, good afternoon to you. Welcome to CKUT's 90.3 FM and WFFR all the way in beautiful Washington, D.C. They never brag at me. They just tell me, oh, we have better music than you guys. And I kind of bite my bottom lip because I could say things that we have better than they do. It's Labor Day weekend. What am I doing in Montreal? Could somebody tell me? Normally, my good friend and I, which would remain nameless, we would be in beautiful, beautiful, say what you want, Brooklyn, New York, hanging out with his sister and his friends, and we'd be having a drink or two. And we'd go and buy the Guyanese the doubles. Is it doubles or roti? We bought two rotis from the Guyanese truck once, and all we got was thick skins wrapped up. You know what I mean? And I said to myself, wow, this must be a new type of roti. So we took it back. My friend, who is a Trinidadian, he says, no, we gotta go back to this truck. So we went back, and they say, no, this is what the roti looks like in Guyana. So we sort of just put our tails between our leg, and we went, and I'd love to say we enjoyed the roti, but we... I just couldn't eat that roti. Nothing. Just the skin wrapped up real thick. So today I'm watching Facebook, and I see my good friend Goose, who is loose at LLIB in New York City. He said he bought two, and he put the picture of the truck. The very nice truck that they're selling it from. So he said, I'm going to put this in my diary, in my photo diary, because he's never seen this kind of roti before. So he went back to the truck and he inquired. It's kind of children's carnival, so they're not making the roti the size, because he just paid $11 for two roti. He said something must be wrong here. So we all had a good laugh. So... open the show with a guy who likes to think he can sing sometimes, but he does these things on request. You know, a lot of people say, why don't you put up your picture on Facebook and Instagram and all the grams and what have you? I'm basically really, to be honest with you, I'm a shy person. You know, I don't know how to pose. You know what I mean? I'm not like my grandsons. My grandsons, you say, look good for the camera, because they learned this from their mommy, and they'd be, woo! I say, wow. But for me, I was never a good personnel when it comes to posing, so I'm sorry, right? But when we open back the Zoom, I'm going from one thing to the other. When we open back the Zoom, the person... who will be doing, who has been doing all of those promos you see that when we do the Zoom, he will be the number one person that I'll be inviting to come and sit and talk with us, because he's interesting. He's a young man and he's looking life. And I love that. I love these young guys who just don't sit around on their buttocks and in one job paying them minimum wage. This guy, he goes out and he looks the work and he's skillful at what he does. You will be interested in hearing him. All right? So should I tell you his name? Nah, I'm not telling you his name. But he was from Montreal. Now he lives in Toronto, looking to buy off the city of Toronto. So I love that about him. So where was I now? So I said we opened the show with this guy who liked to sing. They call him Stretch. But it's a request, all right? And for you and hubby and your daughter and all that who would like to see what Stretch looks like, go on the website, you know, and be friends with Pat Dillon. She has a lot of pictures of Stretch, Big Mouth Stretch. And when the Zoom starts, then you'll be able to see what I look like. You'll be disappointed. And the mother said she saw a picture of me a couple of weeks ago, wherever, whatever. And I'm a handsome man. Ooh, thank you. And she liked my hairstyle. My hairstyle was done up by a guy who's been doing it for the past maybe 15, 20 years. Two hairstylists I've had here in Montreal. The first one was Chang. We sort of parted ways, and I never knew why, because I don't know where Chang... We did our thing, you know. Very good hairstylist also. Excellent. Chang is his name. I don't know where Chang is. But my choice that I have right now, I can't complain. Sing me a song or two sometimes. Keeps me wide awake while he's cutting the hair. And I totally love this guy. That's my friend. He's been doing it for the past 20-odd years, if not more. They call him the ghost. In Jamaica, we call him Dopey Matty. But in Canada, we say the ghost. Skillful, skillful. Just, you know, I don't know the rest of hairstylists. Omari. Yeah, I remember Omari. He was good too, boy, but he kind of disappeared on me. So, I've had three hairstylists living in Montreal over how many years? Gotta be 50 years. But I'm very proud of them. It's now 25 minutes past the hour of 4 p.m. And I expect to speak to Mr. Errol Johnson, head of the Blues Festival. If you're hearing me double talk there, it's I have a... I love these two people. I love these two people. Listening to you outside in Hemmingford, Quebec. Barry and Kathy, they're always listening and they always support the station. Man, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, they're outside sitting, having a beer or a cup of tea or whatever, but they're listening to CKUT. They are always listening to CKUT. Speaking of CKUT and the listenership, the listening, a few people has told me that whenever they go on the stream inside of it, it's low. The volume is low. So they do this for a whole, I'm going to get Spencer and let him come and explain to you why it's a bit lower than the radio station. So what you do, go to ckut.ca and listen on CKUT's thing. You understand? Because you have a lot of different streamers and they jump on and it's a lot. So ckut.ca and you listen to CKUT Radio. So I thank my two listeners all the way in beautiful Hemmingford, Quebec. Me can't depend on you know. Yes, CKUT radio listenership is up and blowing away in the sky. You know, a lot of people feel because there's the internet now and the outer net and what have you and the net and the net. Stations like these are going to suffer. No, you're totally wrong. Stations like these are going up because of the fact that these stations, Facebook and all that, it's not sturdy enough. It doesn't offer anything of substance in the sense that you would want to sit there and listen to a radio station. Not me saying it, don't get me wrong. You know, but there have been studies in this country and in America. So don't be afraid if you have a program. A lot of people think if you advertise only on the web, you don't need to advertise normally because you print up the flyer and you give it to somebody and they put it up there and it will bring you millions of people. Surprise, surprise, surprise. It's another way around. But, you know, that's good. Do your thing. Because we're here. We're here for the folks who enjoy radio and so forth and so forth. Where am I? 428. I'm going to find myself some commercial. After I verbally abuse Miss Louise, she's making sure my commercials are there. Just joking. I never verbally abused nobody at the station because I totally respect them. Ay, ay, ay. Just once, new love. Oh.
Dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces...
Hold on, let
me
bring this
back. If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
MTL versus racism.
Montreal versus racism.
MTL versus racism.
A concert united against racism and discrimination.
Un concert uni contre racisme et la discrimination.
Saturday, the 10th of September, 6 to 10 p.m. in Girouard Park.
Samedi, le 10 septembre, 18h à 22h, à Parc Girouard, NDG.
Avec des performances de...
Jonathan Emile.
Shawit.
Maritza.
Rami Picasso.
Paul Carniello.
DJ Lady Oracle.
Collecte de fonds pour Résilience Montréal.
Raising money for Resilience Montreal.
Tout le monde et tous les âges sont bienvenus.
Everybody is welcome.
This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Youth in Motion presents the Little Burgundy Festival. Come and join the fun with activities for children, prizes to win a diversity game, and delicious and tasty foods for all to discover. The 37th Little Burgundy Festival takes place on Saturday, September 10th at Vinay Park from 12 until 9 p.m. More than 40 artists will take the stage with headliners Jakata, Maytone, Robin, Melo G, all backed by the Uprising Band. Also, the People's Gospel Choir of Montreal and Algerian singer Amar Hamel. Sensational dance from KB Lee, Tafasut, Un Afro Dance, and B-Boy MTL Crew, and much, much more. That's Saturday, September 10th at Vinay Park in Little Burgundy. Noon to 9 p.m. You don't know it's a CKUT co-presentation.
Join us for this year's edition of Shoney Market, winner of the Time Out's Best New Event Award for 2021. Shoney Market is a parade of 200 corgis, flavors from around the world, with over $3,000 in student giveaways from Desjardins, and incredible artists like High Classified, Perio Millennial, and Mansa and Friends. To learn more about the programming, participating restaurants, and contests, head to Instagram at ShoneyMTL. That's ShoneyMTL. Shoney Market, the taste of downtown. From September 8th to 11th, between the Guy Concordia and Atwater Metro stations.
How y'all doing, Montreal? Here we go. I want to say a pleasant good afternoon to you. It's now 32 minutes past the hour, 4 o'clock. On the phone with me is Mr. Errol Johnson. And Errol is here to tell us what's happening with the Blues Fest. Errol, you there?
Yes, Stretch, man. I'm here, man. Always a pleasure listening to your show.
All right.
Very informative, man. As you know, the Blues Festival is having part two on the 10th of September at the Pointe-Claire Village. So I wanted you to know about that. We're all set and ready to go. As you know, all the proceeds from this festival, which we do over the summer, goes to local charities. And, of course, the West Island Black Community Association as one of the major charities that we contribute to.
Stop there. How much money have you given to the West Island Black Community?
I know it's over, I'd say, close to about 100 and maybe 140,000.
And I'd say, damn.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes, I love that. I love that, you know.
You know, and it's important, you know, because we must build institutions.
Of course.
And we must maintain them, you know.
Yes, sir.
And as you know, like your brother has been involved for a long time with the association and is still involved within the background. But, you know, the concept and the idea that those folks who started that association, it still continues, and they're doing very well. In fact, you know, they own their building.
Yes, and I wanted you to say
it's a little bit old now, but we are in the process of doing fundraising to build a new building and offer more facilities for the community.
Wow.
You know, so these are the things that are happening. But, you know, it's important for us to have something to look towards and say, well, this, we have lived here for many years and we have established some foundation and it's functional. And this is partly, as a matter of fact, I started the West Island Blues Festival in order to ensure that over the long term and continually, there will be a form of support system going to help to maintain the building.
Right.
You know, because you need money to do that. And like you have to figure out ways of raising funds to help a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
But even though we are helping WIPCA in terms of, as it's known, in terms of making that contribution, we give to other organizations, you know, like the West Island Women's Shelter,
mm-hmm.
the West Island, the Alzheimer's group,
mm-hmm.
you know, and other groups like that. We've given to the West Island Palliative Care. All of the local charities on the West Island over the years, we have given money to those charities,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it's important because you have to give to get.
Right.
So we have reached out to other organizations. As a result, it pays off because, you know, people who donate to charities see what you're doing and they pull in and try to help you. So we publicize it in this way to make sure that people are aware of the event.
Mm-hmm.
We ask people who are coming, even though it's a free show, but they could make a donation when they're there.
Right there at the gate, at the entrance.
Yeah, they can make a donation. And, of course, we will have Caribbean food that everybody loves, Jamaican patties and Jamaican jerk chicken, mm-hmm. beer, mm-hmm. and all that sort of stuff. But this year, we have a reggae band that will be performing.
Nice.
And you might know of this group. They are called Inasoso.
Yes,
you know them?
Yes, sir. I know of them.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So they will be performing.
Excuse me, Mr. Johnson. Excuse me. Before you go into the reggae, I'm sorry to cut you, but you just said, yeah, man. Now, you need to tell my listeners, you know, Who is Errol Johnson? I'm changing this. You're going to go back to the reggae band. Don't get me wrong. But who is Errol Johnson? Yeah, man. Talk to me a little bit.
Well, as you know, Errol Johnson is a Jamaican,
mm-hmm.
right? I was born Jamaica, but I came here.
I'm pulling your leg. But yes, go ahead if you want.
You know, I came here at an early age. You know,
right.
About 18 or 19. And
no, it's okay. Errol, you don't have to go down that road. I was just pulling your leg.
Right.
Because when you say, yeah, man, I say,
Well, we haven't lost
thank
that
you.
Part of the culture,
thank
you know.
You,
I mean,
thank you.
It's always there,
yes.
you know.
Go ahead.
And that is one of the beautiful things.
Go
you
ahead,
know,
Errol. Stretch us, pulling your legs, okay?
Yes.
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 And the band.
Yeah, man. So the Inasoso reggae band, it's a well-known reggae band, and they play very well, and they'll be performing, as a matter of fact. They'll be actually closing the show. And we start from 5 and it goes until 11:30. Okay. And we'll have another group called Soul Reflections. Very good. They play a lot of rhythm and blues and soul. We have the Rob Lutes with Rob McDonald. They play blues. And also, of course, as you know, Brian Greenway from April Wine. We're bringing him back again this year because there was a big demand to have him perform. So that will be the four main players who will be playing during that period on the 10th.
Good.
At the Point Clear Village.
Yes, on the 10th at the Point Clear Village. What's the cross street there? And
It's Cartier and Lakeshore.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know if you know this ice cream place in Point Clear called
Little Willis. Look at my gut. I know every ice cream place.
Right there at the corner.
Yeah. Why did you have to say ice
cream? In the background, you can hear my grandson, who's a singer and musician. He's only 3 years old, but you should see him trying to play the guitar and stuff.
I have two. And believe you me, they make me feel like a small guy sometimes. Believe you me. One is 4, one is 7.
Yeah.
No, let him go. He wants to come on the radio and talk to me. I would gladly talk to him.
So let me see if I can get him. Come here, Alex.
Alex.
Say hi to Stretch. Say hi, Stretch.
Hi, Stretch.
Hi, Alex. You made my day, young man. How are you?
Say, how are you?
How are you?
I am fine. Oh, my God. Thank you for this. Errol, thank you. Alex, I thank you. All but 3 years of age. You want to play music?
If not 3 years, it'll be 3 in November.
Okay, but I want to ask Alex something. Don't interfere.
All right, okay.
Alex?
Come here, Alex. He's going to ask you a question.
Alex? Hello?
Answer.
Don't be shy.
Answer.
Hello.
Hello.
Alex, do you want to play music?
He says, do you want to play music? Yes. Say yes.
Don't be shy. No, he's shy. Okay. I understand that shy mood.
Tell him, look. Speak to him. Speak to him, friend. We.
We.
Next year, you're shy. Coming. Well, they get shy when they realize they've been listened to, you know.
Yeah, man. The man play wicked drums, you know. If you ever hear him play drums and...
Good.
Trying to play the guitar, good, man. But you're
getting it from Grandpa. Grandpa used to be in a band. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the band. What was the name of the band in whatever the place name of it?
The village in Point Clear.
No. Friend. I want to talk about you a little bit, being a musician.
Oh, at Calford Lodge.
Calford Lodge, every Sunday.
You remember those days, man?
Oh, can I forget?
Stretch, I was at the Strangers in the Night event.
Oh, yes.
And a guy passed me, and I look at the guy, and the guy look at me, and say, I know your face. I said, he's from somewhere up north. I said, it's called to lodge. He said, oh, yes, man.
I get that all the time. I've seen you before.
That was those were great days, you know, Stretch.
Great days.
Every Sunday.
Right?
Saturday and Sunday, people leave Montreal and come all
to Calvert Lodge.
Rain or snow or whatever.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you. Listen, you and I shouldn't be doing these kind of interviews because we're going to get off into what we used to do.
But
Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end. We sing and dance.
We had fun.
We had fun.
Sort of
and it was
spirit.
good, clean fun.
Good, clean fun, man. Oh,
hello. Anyway, Mr. Errol Johnson, the president.
Yes, my brother.
You're the president of the
Yes.
Yes. President of the Blues Festival. Let's get serious for the people who are trying to stop laughing and enjoying our interview. But talk to me about the once again, where it will be held, who will be on, and what's the process of selecting people to get to play? If somebody is out there and they would like to, you know, volunteer their time or whatever, a band, or they would want to get on, what's the process in doing
that? Okay, in terms of playing, right, we normally pay our performers, and the reason why we do this is making like a business commitment in terms of people know that you're serious and there are certain rules and regulation that in terms of good time to perform, you're performing on stage, you're playing from this hour to this hour. I don't want to be looking for a musician when it's his time to play and all that sort of stuff. So we make that very clear. Mm-hmm. So we pay. You're entering into, we maintain a very professional operation because we deal with big sponsors. Their names are there. And we got to make sure that we protect that. And we ourselves are responsible people in the community. And we have to do it right.
Right.
And I think it's incumbent on my part as a member of the Black community, ensure that we can do events and do it professionally and do it well. And thank God over the years, you know, we have been able to do that. And I'm sure there are other organizations, the community, which are doing the same thing. But when we have our name out there, it's very important, you know, that we do it right.
Yes.
So if somebody wants to perform at the Blues Festival, they send their information, you know, at www.westislandbluesfestival.com,
mm-hmm,
you know, and or go on our website. And we look, and sometimes if they have things on the website, you know, we go and check it out. Because there's a lot of people who try to get on, you know, in terms of the selection.
Right.
And then we determine, depends on the show, you know, how we're doing it.
Right.
And so it's not that difficult, you know. I mean, you may not get on 1 year, but you will get on another time. And we have three different events.
Mm.
You know, we have a VIP night that you have been to many times over the years.
Right, right.
Like in Pierrefonds, at the Pierrefonds Cultural Center. Mm-hmm. And then we have the activity which we had in Dollard, mm-hmm, on the 9th of July. And now on the 10th of September in Point Clear. Now, the name of the West Island Blues Festival clearly indicates that we will do it in several cities in the West Island during the summer months.
Right.
You know, because people do look forward to it. I mean,
oh, yes,
because
it's
the kind of event that it's really friendly in the sense that you have seniors who will get there. For example, you know, we're starting at 5 o'clock on Saturday the 10th, you're gonna have people, seniors, etc.,
sitting there
from maybe around 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. It's a family affair. It's something
it's a family
to do.
Affair.
You know, that's good. You know? That's good. That's and real good.
What's nice about this too? It's pretty close to the lake, eh? When you so you're gonna get that cool breeze coming
yes,
by,
sir.
And it's really it's in a real nice little spot.
Yes,
so it's gonna
sir.
Be good.
Mm-hmm. You have good. One more minute to sell your soul to the people of Montreal, my brother.
Well, they will see the ad on CTV to the West Island Blues Festival, and they can go to our website at www.westislandbluesfestival.com. And if somebody wants to reach me, they can reach me on my cell, 514-781-0890.
Mm-hmm.
So just plan for the weekend and come out and have a great weekend with the family. The forecast is looking good. So
yes,
come out and enjoy the West Island Blues Festival, part two. That's it.
Folks who hear him, he's been in a band, okay? I thank you, Errol Johnson.
Thank you very much, Mr. Stretch, man. And have a wonderful show, man. I'll continue to listen to the vibes that you're throwing out this evening, all right?
Yes, you continue doing what you're doing because you do it the best, and we certainly appreciate it. And keep doing it, you know what I
good,
mean?
Good, man.
All right, take care.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Yes, that was Mr. Errol Johnson. He's the president of the Blues Festival here in Montreal. It's nice. For those of you who haven't been yet, it's a nice, and you can take the youngest of the youngest. He had his grandson on, made my day. I'm going to get my grandson on if the parents would allow it, because I have one there. They're both chatty-chatty, and I'm going to interview them one day, I promise you, because they will look back at this and laugh their heads off 20 years from now. Once again, a pleasant good evening to you. Good afternoon, rather, not evening. Where is your head stretched? Good evening to you, and it's Labor Day weekend. Normally, before COVID and normally before my friend passed, we would be in New York City, walking around, be on the Parkway. Can I give you a little story about the Parkway? Now, my good friend, one of my best friends I ever had in life, he's passed now. We all used to go down because his sister used to play mass For those of you who don't know what is Mass, I don't know either, so I can't explain it properly, but I'll tell you. Mass is celebrated with the costumes, etc. All right? And his sister made this, or she had it made, I don't know what's the story behind it, this elaborate costume. And now on the parkway, it's a good walk, a good distance to come to the judging stand in front of the library, the Brooklyn Library. Very impressive. And this costume is pulling down my dear friend's sister, pulling her back as the wind blow it going sideways all over the place. So he says, "Stretch, man. Oh, God, help her, no man. Go help Pat, no man. Help Pat." I say, "Oh, God, what can I do?" He said, "Go hold up the back, man." So I went, like this monkey that I am, this idiot that I am, and I'm holding up the back. Now, for sure, the people don't want to see me holding up the back of this thing. So I'm holding it up. I pass Nostrand Avenue, and I hear, "Idiot, let go of the back." And so I said, "How am I going to do that?" So I said to myself, you know, the best way, I don't want no Jamaican see me holding up no back of no costume. So I sort of get underneath the costume and I lifted up the back. And this is how we went up Eastern Parkway. Nobody saw me. And just before we get to the judges' stand, I sort of stepped out and she walked across. She danced across the judges' stand. So that was my episode of... I used to have a lot of fun. I went there and she had this big Alsatian dog, and he would bark and bite at anybody. But for some reason, this dog liked me. So one night I was had too many. One too many. I ended up in one of the rooms, and the next thing I woke up, my head is resting on the dog's shoulder. Never moved that dog. I said, "Wow. Well, I've slept with a lot of dogs." No, I didn't say that. I'm lying. It's now 10 minutes to the hour, 4 p.m. It was good. You know, life was different. You know, you didn't have to worry about getting shot. You know what? It was the life. Somebody that I really liked, a band that I really took off after. I really hate this. But a little bit of tribute to a band from the UK called Aswad. I had the pleasure of meeting the drummer who was actually the lead singer. And his name was Aswad. He died yesterday, 62 years of age. This is Aswad at one of the first reggae splash that they had in London, England. I'm just going to pull it back. Haul and pull up, as they say. All right. Roots on splashing. 1984. Roots on splashing. Rest in peace, drummy. Roots on splashing. Roots rocking to the roots rocking. Zion daughters, roots rocking to the roots rocking. They had a wicked horn section. Wicked horn section. As what?
Wherever we go, we know that trouble will find us. So pick yourself up, my woman, and leave your burgers behind you. That's the way the music goes, you know that it's right. Even though I'm cultured, they were trying to fight. If they only knew how we feel when we dance, I teach you music, yeah. One thing I know is they would love to feel it today. The feeling's okay. Today, the feeling's okay.
Call themselves as what? As what is the kind of band that you want to hear twice, three times, and a million times over and over. They were really nice. And I'm sorry because the drummer who was the lead vocalist, he passed on, 62 years of age. And you know, we all have to pass that road sometime. By the way, in case you're listening, a doctor friend of mine who is retired now, he gave me 3 brand new winter jackets, but they're all extra large. You know, if you're interested, because I'm just having them to give away, they value at $170, $180. And he gave them for me to give away because apparently one of his patients gave them to him. And he doesn't have time for that sort of thing. So I volunteered to give them away. So if you know anybody, a big size person, who would like to have one of these outfits, just call me or text me. Flex me, text me. It's now 3 minutes to the hour of 4 or 5 o'clock, and DJ Nicholas will be in. And somebody said, how you didn't mention the people who owned this show for you. Please forgive me. Lover's Anthem was done up by Miss Kayla Allen. New Love by Miss Diva. Mm-hmm. And the first song was For the Good Times by some idiot they called Stretch. And the last one, what was the last one again, boy? I'm going to find out and tell you, but it was good. This guy is out there now doing his thing. You're going to be hearing more music from me with this guy, all right? So when I get his name, I'll tell you. So what else is new? The thing they had for the baseball player last night was sold out. Was it last night? I saw Pat was streaming it and it was sold out. Sold out. It's just now they're appreciating these people here in Montreal. But, you know, it's called Montreal. What can I tell you? Not much. Ah, my Lord. Should I stretch it out? child who reads always remember. The child who reads will become the adult who thinks. Think about that, because normally, naturally, to be honest with you, we need more adults who thinks. Don't be shy. You know what I mean? Don't be shy to think. I'm stretching the time. It's now time for the soca music. Soca music, compliments of DJ Nicholas. Want to say hello and welcome to all the people who are visiting from out of Toronto, New York, etc. Welcome to Montreal. Bienvenue, as they say, my French, non parle français très bien, but I try. You know, I ask, I can beg for food. Voulez coucher? No, that's not the right one. No, stretch, come on, behave, all right? But I try. I try very hard, or hardly try, to speak French. I try. All right, so we're going to get into the soca. So soca music, right, yes, in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, on CKUT 90.3 FM and WFFR, all the way in beautiful Washington, D.C. We link up with them and we are play them. We are teach them how to play music, you know what I mean? But I'll know my brother sweat because if he's calling me, I'm not answering. I'm abusing Washington, D.C. But then, like, on the president, they call the people in papers, Ghana, Marilago, whatever the place name, and have it hide it. Boy, I tell you, let me not say nothing because I'm a Canadian citizen. So here we go, soca music, 5 o'clock on the hour. Compliments of DJ Nicholas.
90.3 FM.
We know West that, you know, man.
90.3 FM. Rocking the airwaves of CKUT 90.3 FM. Right, it's DJ Nicholas.
In the mix. DJ Nicholas. And he had to be starting off with this because he knows I love this kind of compa rhythm. From out of St. Lucia. Haiti. Damn. Totally sweet on a very hot, beautiful afternoon. Where they say, rewind and come again.
90.3 FM. Hey. West Indian Rhythms. Hey. 90.3 FM.
Feeling good this afternoon.
Rocking the lyrics.
I mean, I'll get nothing, you know.
90.3 FM. Right, it's DJ Nicholas.
Just in a good.